Recording 5.6. Listening number 2. Architecture job interview between an employer and a job applicant. Hi, Macy. Thank you for coming in today for this interview. Please have a seat.
Thank you for the opportunity. I'm really looking forward to learning more about the position.
Great. Well, let's get started. My name is Andrew McLean, and I am one of the senior architects here at this firm, and I've worked here for 5 years. Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is Macy Adams, and I just graduated with a bachelor's degree in architecture last May. I did an internship with a local architecture firm over the summer, and I have a lot of experience with interior design too. I'm really interested in green architecture that focuses on keeping the environment at the heart of a design and construction.
That's great to hear, and as I'm sure you know, that green architecture is one of our focuses here. Tell me more about your bachelor's degree and the different projects that you worked on.
Sure. Like I mentioned, green architecture has been a passion of mine, and I was lucky to have many opportunities to be exposed to new innovation techniques to make building and design more environmentally friendly while I completed my bachelor's. One project that I really enjoyed working on was a renovation project of an old farmhouse to turn it into a play center and a large outdoor park for the surrounding community. On this project, I worked hard to salvage as much as I could from the old structure to use in the new design and build. I was able to use a lot of old metal and some brick for the new exterior, and even incorporated an old weather vane into the design.
That sounds like a very interesting project. Did you use any forms of sustainable energy on the final structure?
Yes. I ended up securing a grant to install solar panels that are relatively easy to maintain and will help with the overall energy efficiency of the park long term.
That's great. I love to hear about sustainable and greener energy options being used in projects and promoting conservation efforts across our municipal parks and recreation areas. What types of projects do you prefer to work on? For instance, do you like large corporate builds or smaller, more local ones?
That's a good question. I would say that I like a mix. It's fun to work on smaller projects because you typically have more freedom and creativity with your plans and blueprints for the project. However, smaller projects usually have smaller budgets, and that can limit what you're able to do, even if you have the freedom. So I also enjoy working on larger projects that have bigger budget, even if it means less creative freedom. Above all, though, I enjoy working on projects that are environmentally friendly as much as possible.
I understand that. We work with a mix of larger firms and smaller organizations, so it's a good balance of large-scale projects and smaller, locally organized projects. Okay, tell me more about a time when a project did not go as planned and how you handled it.
Sure. Last summer was one of my internship projects was going very well until we ran into some supply chain issues, and some of our materials that we needed to complete the project were either not going to arrive on schedule or would be too expensive for our budget. It was really disappointing because we were designing a new music band shell for an outdoor park along the river, and we wanted to finish it in time for a late summer concerts to take place. We decided to reevaluate our design plan and ended up changing our plans to use different materials altogether that were more readily available. The overall exterior design did not change too much, but it was not what we originally planned. I think for me, I tried to remember the ultimate goal of the project was to create an outdoor music band shell that would withstand the outdoor elements for years to come was the most important thing, and changing the design did not hinder that goal, despite it being different from what we wanted originally.
That's a good example. Sometimes things just do not go as planned. Resources and materials might become scarce or too expensive, and I think it is important to remember the overall goal of your project first and foremost. Well, to go over some general details about the position, It's a full-time, Monday through Friday position with occasional weekends depending on the projects you are working on. It is also a hybrid position where you can work at home and in the office depending on what you are working on and the needs of the project. And obviously, you would also be out on site with projects as well. Do you have any questions for me?
Just one question. What do you like most about working here for this particular firm?
Oh, great question. I think for me, I like the opportunity to do architecture work that keeps the environment in mind first and foremost. It is easy to want to build things without thinking about the impact on our world and climate, and I like that this company thinks about the needs of the environment. I also really like the work-life balance here. We work hard, but you also have a great benefits package and are encouraged to take time off to spend with your loved ones and decompress and refresh in the ways that work best for you. Any other questions?
No, thank you. I think that's it for now.
Okay. Well, once again, thank you for your time and coming in today. We have a few more interviews this week, and we will be making our final decision early next week. You should hear something next week, and if you do not, please feel free to reach out.
Okay. Thank you for your time and this opportunity. I look forward to hearing from you next week.